Hi, I'm Chris, and welcome to Odyssey. Well, not the town, actually. To be specific, this is my kitchen here. See, I have a little problem with the faucet, so I called a plumber. How you doing under there, Stan?
Just finishing up. Let's see, I guess this goes here, and that goes, there. Yeah. Well, that should do it.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, I really appreciate you hiring me. A lot of people don't think I'm a very good plumber, you know.
Well, I think everybody deserves a chance. Okay, shall we try it?
Yeah. Let me just turn the handle here and,
That's it?
Yeah, I must have hooked up something wrong. Sorry, Chris. I guess those other folks were right about me, huh?
Oh, nonsense. Everybody fails now and then. But, you know, there's a positive side to failure, too, Stan.
There is?
Oh, sure. And that's what we're going to find out on today's adventure in Odyssey.
Oh.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay, I think I got it. Go ahead and try it now.
Hooray! Water at last! See, you're not a bad plumber, Stan.
Well, I did make a few mistakes.
Yeah, but it takes a lot more than making mistakes to make someone a failure.
It does.
Oh, sure. And not only that, but some people who start off looking like failures end up as anything but.
Huh.
Like I heard about this one guy who failed at a lot of things. He dropped out of school because he hated to study.
Well, I know how he feels.
He tried being a soldier, but he couldn't get his men to march right. Hmm. Then he went into business and did just about as well there as he did at being a soldier.
Boy, this guy sounds like a real loser.
Oh, if you think that's bad, get this. After all that happened, he decided to go into politics.
You're kidding me.
No, and he lost one election after another. He did win one important vote, but only because the other side was in worse shape than he was.
Oh, this guy must have had rocks in his head.
It sure seems that way. But even with all of his failures, this guy did end up doing something worthwhile with his life. In fact, he became very famous.
Really? Well, who was he?
His name is... Oh, my goodness. No, we forgot to turn the water off.
Oh, Sam, yeah.
The sink is overflowing.
Yeah. I'll turn it off. Can't turn it off. The handle's stuck.
The water's getting deeper. I'll tell you more about that guy later on. Meanwhile, we're going to see what witness friends are up to and find out that failure isn't all bad when our adventure in Odyssey continues right after this... Like other sports, baseball creates heroes. Nobody looks as good as the guy who hits a grand slam home run. But for every hero, there's a Holcomb. Davey Holcomb, to be exact. Davey's developed a kind of reputation for messing things up. A reputation he'd do almost anything to change. But it doesn't look like that's gonna happen today.
Strike two. Come on, Davey. Keep your eye on it. Watch his windup. You can do it.
Coach, he hasn't had a hit yet. How come you keep on letting him bat? He's gonna make us lose.
We're not gonna lose. It's top of the ninth and we're 3 runs ahead. Davey just needs some confidence, that's all.
He needs some batting lessons.
Give him a chance. Why, once he knows we're behind him, he'll get out there and...
Strike 3! You're out!
Aww. Good, Davey. You're gonna learn how to play baseball someday?
Ralph.
Sorry, Coach.
Don't worry about it, son. We still got a solid lead.
Yeah, but the bases were loaded. I told you shouldn't let me hit.
Now, I don't want to hear any more talk like that. Get your glove and get out to right field. We just gotta make sure they don't get any more hits. Now, all we need is 3 little outs. Then we're off for a victory party at Wits End. Okay, Coyotes, let's howl!
Batter up!
Just three outs. That's all we need. Come on now. You can hold them. We're two runs ahead. No problem. We're one run ahead. No problem. You can hold them.
Okay, Gladys. Yeah, I got you down for Friday. And how many future Olympic gymnasts should I make room for? 15? Okay. Okay, 10 o'clock. Uh-oh, gotta go. Whole pack of coyotes just walked in. No, Gladys, the Little League team. The Coyotes Little League team. Never mind, Gladys. I'll see you Friday. Bye. Well, hi there, kids. Hey, let me hear that coyote howl. Ooh, sounded more like a growl than a howl. I guess the game didn't go very well, huh?
Yeah, thanks to Davy.
Davy? You mean Davy Holcomb? He's in my Bible class on Sunday. Why, he never mentioned he was on the team.
He's on it all right. Plays right field, if you can call that playing.
Well, he can't be as bad as all that. What'd he do? Knock the backstop over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Really? Just before the game. It was one of those portable backstops. The coach was setting it up, and when he got close to Davy, it crashed right over.
Well, that was just a coincidence.
No, that was just the beginning. When we were doing warm-up laps, Davy bent over to tie his shoe, and the whole team almost tripped over him.
But that wasn't anything compared to the game. Davy struck out three times. Once with the bases loaded.
Then he cleated Bobby Ralston, the second baseman.
Now, wait a minute. Sometimes that happens when you're sliding into second.
Davy wasn't sliding. He was coming out of the dugout.
Yeah, stepped right on Bobby's foot. I hope the coach doesn't let Davy play anymore. He's a klutz.
Oh, here now, that's no way to talk about a person. What was that?
Davy.
Don't worry about it, Davy. Whit has lots of planters out there. Why, that could have happened to anyone. You know how slippery cleats can be on a concrete sidewalk.
Coach, I left my cleats in your truck, remember? Besides, I was on the grass.
Oh, you had no traction. You should have been wearing your cleats.
Hi, Davy. How are you?
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
You know, Ralph and Amanda gave me quite a surprise when they told me you were playing for the Coyotes. Why didn't you tell me you were on the team?
If I played like that, I wouldn't tell anybody either.
Ralph, you know, I don't think you've ever been in here before, have you, Davy?
No.
Well, what do you think of the place?
Well, it's kind of strange.
Well, I guess it is at that. I tell you what, Tom, why don't you hand out some more sodas and I'll take Davy here and show him around.
Sounds good to me. All right, who wants more refills?
I know this place takes a bit of getting used to, but it's pretty hard to get bored around here.
You sure have a lot of stuff in here.
You mean the displays? Well, they're just a few little gadgets I've collected.
Well, what are they for?
For? Why, they're for you. For all the kids in Odyssey. To look at, to play with, learn about. This whole place is designed to help you discover things.
Where'd you get it all?
Oh, here and there. Some things I picked up in my travels. A couple are inventions of my own. A few ideas I've tinkered with.
You're an inventor? I didn't know that.
Well, I guess it depends on who you ask.
Wow, a real live inventor.
Oh, there's nothing to be an inventor, son. All you have to do is have an idea and then try to make it work. In fact, we have a place called Inventor's Corner right over there. Now, if you want, you can start a project of your own.
Nah, my ideas never work. Besides, I think I've been embarrassed enough for one day.
Oh, come on. You're being a little hard on yourself, aren't you?
You obviously didn't see the game.
So maybe you could have done better on the field. There'll be other games.
Not for me. I'm gonna quit.
Oh? Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Listen. Could you come in here for a second? I need your help with something. Well, this is my private workshop.
Wow. You must have every tool ever made in here.
Well, I don't know about every tool. That's not why I brought you in here. I need you to help me carry out this display.
You're sure you want me to do that? I mean, I might hurt it or something.
Nonsense. Here, you get that end.
Well, okay.
There, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, watch the door here.
I see it.
Okay, now set it down right here. Let your end down first, huh?
Okay.
A little more. That's it. Good. Phew. Can everyone come over here for a minute, please? All right, quiet down, everyone. Now, I've got something new I want to show you. Well, actually, it's rather old, but I think you'll enjoy it. You see, under this cloth is one of the most important inventions I've ever worked on. I call it...
Witz Flop? That's a funny name.
Yeah, what does it do?
Nothing. That's the point. It was a flop. It didn't work.
Well, what was it supposed to do?
Ah, that's for me to know and for you to find out. I want you all to guess. How about it, Davy? Think you know what it is?
Well, it has a lot of levers and gears on it, and an electric motor, and that's a light bulb.
Right! You want to take a closer look at it? You want to poke around inside?
No, I don't think I should.
Oh, come on, go ahead. It's the only way you're going to find out what it is. Go on.
Well, okay. Now, let's see. This crank turns this gear, and that pulls this rod.
That's very good.
Oh, I see. The rod makes the tray move back and forth.
That's right. That's right.
And when the tray goes out to here, it flips the switch, and that makes the light bulb go on.
Yes, yes!
The light bulb makes the surface light up.
Exactly.
I think I know what's supposed to happen now. You pull this lever...
And it breaks off in your hand.
Way to go, Davy.
It broke.
Never mind that. Tell me what the lever does.
I broke it. I just barely touched it and it broke. It's true, I can't do anything right.
Don't talk that way.
I should have never come in here.
Davy, wait!
Today's adventure and odyssey will continue right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
Davy, hold on a minute, son. Ooh, where'd you think you were going?
You broke your machine, Mr. Whitaker. I broke it. I told you, I can't do anything right.
Davy, it was an accident. You couldn't help it. The point is, what are you going to do about it?
Do? Nothing. I'm just going to stay out of everybody's way so I won't mess things up anymore.
I'm afraid that's not good enough, Davy.
Then I don't know what to do.
Well, I have a suggestion. I think it's only fair that since you broke the lever, you fix it.
Fix it? Haven't I done enough already?
To tell you the truth, no. Davy, you can't go through life running away from your problems. You have to face them, deal with them, and make the best of it. It's called responsibility. And I'm going to have to insist that you do the responsible thing this time.
What difference does it make, Mr. Whitaker? Even if I do fix the lever, the thing's never going to work. I've seen inside photocopy machines before. There's a lot more to them than that.
Well, of course there is, but... Photocopy machine? So you do know what it is. Well, good for you. Say, tell you what. I'll clear some space on my bench for you to work on the machine. If you need any tools, you just help yourself.
What if I can't fix it?
All I ask is that you repair the part you broke. Beyond that, it's up to you. Well, what do you say? You want to give it a try?
I guess I don't have any choice, do I? But don't blame me if I end up creating something I can't control, like Frankenstein.
Don't worry, Martha. That's it, Davy, that's it. Give it another turn.
Oh, man.
Just keep at it, son. Turn it! Yes!
Look, I think I've got it working.
It's beautiful, Davy. I never could get that tray assembly working right.
Yeah, but it still doesn't make copies.
No, and I don't think it's ever gonna. So why don't we try to make something different out of it? Something useful.
Well, okay, but what?
Well, hand me that small screwdriver. Now, what would happen if we took out this shaft here and moved this whole assembly over to... Okay, gather around, everybody. We've got a brand new invention here, and we want all of you to be the first people anywhere to see it in action.
This looks like that flop thing you had in here the other day.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's what it used to be.
So what is it now?
Well, I think Davy should explain. This is really his project.
Davy built this? Maybe we better stand back.
Maybe we better run for our lives.
Now stop it, you two. That's not only rude, it's unfair. Davy, Tell us what it's all about.
Well, see, this is supposed to be a photocopy machine. This tray here was supposed to slide out. You put the paper in it, slide it back in, and the machine would take its picture. The problem was, we could never get the picture part to work. So we started thinking about what else we could use the sliding tray for. Then we got an idea. We took out the light bulb on the top, and we put in a coil that gets real hot, like an electric heater.
So what does it do, Davy?
I'm getting to that. Just let me plug it in here. What you do is you flip this switch.
Is everybody all right? Davy, are you hurt?
No, I'm okay.
Is that what it's supposed to do, Davy?
Right, Amanda. He invented a machine that blows up when you turn it on.
Ralph, lighten up, will ya? Do you think you could fix it, Davy?
Why, of course he can. Look, everybody, there'll be a slight delay while we make a few adjustments. Right, Davy?
Yeah, sure. Adjust it all you want. I'm getting out of here.
Well, here you are. I was hoping you wouldn't wander off too far.
The way things have been going, I didn't want to take a chance crossing the street.
Well, I was just coming out to have something to eat. Say, you want a piece of pizza? Nice and fresh.
I'm not very hungry, thanks.
Oh, come on, try a piece anyway. You'll like it.
Whatever. So how much damage did I do this time?
None, really. Although you wouldn't know it by the way Ralph jumped when that wire shorted out. He was so scared he didn't know which way to run. Of course, it gave us all a start.
More like a finish for me.
Say, isn't this pizza good? Want another piece?
No, thanks.
You ever hear of an inventor by the name of Edison?
Thomas Edison?
That's the one. He was what you'd call pretty successful, wouldn't you say?
He only invented the light bulb.
And the phonograph, the movie camera, and a long list of other things.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
You know how many different materials he had to try before he found one that would stay lit inside that little glass tube?
No.
Would you believe more than 1,000?
Come on.
Yeah, really, more than 1,000. And somewhere along the line, I'll bet one of his assistants got frustrated and said, look, 500 failed experiments and we haven't learned a thing. And I'll bet Edison said, sure we have. We now know 500 things that won't work.
I know at least that many things that won't work. I'd just like to find something that will work.
Well, that's my point, son. It takes time. You remember what it says in Romans 8:28? God works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Now, it doesn't say all things are good, does it? It says God works all things together for good. Sometimes that process takes a little time. And sometimes it takes a lot of time.
Well, time is one thing I'm going to have a lot of from now on, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, Davy. Hi, Whit.
Oh, great. Here comes Amanda to rub it in.
Hey, Davy. I gotta get home now. But thanks for the pizza. Bye.
Bye. What was that all about?
I don't know. Maybe she just recognizes a success when she sees one. Whoop, look out. Here comes Ralph on his bike.
Catch you later, Davy. Hey, great pizza.
Pizza? Mr. Whitaker, what are they talking about?
Oh, that. Well, you see, right when you switched on your electric oven, Coach Riley was back in the kitchen and turned on the garbage disposal. The problem was in the wiring. There really wasn't anything wrong with your invention after all. When I put in a new fuse, the oven worked fine. So we decided to try it out on those little pizzas. Aren't they great?
It worked. It worked. I can't believe it. I actually succeeded at something.
Congratulations.
Hey, I really was a success all along. I just didn't know it, that's all.
That's right. And I was a success back when I invented my flop. It just took a little time and a little help from you to put it all together. You see, when you're a Christian, nothing you do in faith is really a failure. God's going to use it somehow. Maybe not the way you expect, but he'll use it. And you just have to be patient and persistent, even if it takes, well, years. Now, the question is, what's going to happen the next time you fail?
Next time?
Yeah, next time. Oh, there is going to be a next time, and another, and another, and another after that.
Well, I'm not going to quit anymore, that's for sure.
Good for you. Maybe that's the lesson God wanted you to learn this time, huh? Well, say, I got to get back inside. Want some more pizza?
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking, maybe you can make pizza part of your menu.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, but why stop there? We can patent the oven and start selling them to restaurants.
Davey, I think you should watch where you're going.
Sure, we have to plan. But then maybe we could start our own line of frozen pizzas. And then maybe branch off into other foods. And then maybe...
Davey, watch out for them.
Whoa!
Oh, trash can. Gee, are you all right?
Yeah, maybe we'd better just get inside first, huh?
Maybe you're right.
You know, everyone goes through times where they feel just like Davey did, when nothing seems to go right and everything you do turns into failure.
Yeah, I know what you mean, especially today.
Well, at least you got the water turned off.
Yeah, now we gotta do is pump all of it out of here.
Well, you know, I bet the guy we talked about at the start of the program had days like today, too.
Yeah, who was he anyway?
Are you ready for this? Abraham Lincoln.
Really?
Surprise!
Wow.
Talk about failures. Even after he became president, his problems weren't over. He had to lead America through a war that almost split our country in two.
Wow.
Yeah, but one thing old Abe did know was the same thing Davey found out in today's story. If you're faithful, God will turn your failure into his success. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer was Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.